Ooh, that's a short intro, boy. I tell you, you can't get caught slipping on that one. Good.
I had just put my energy right down. I said, "Dang, right,
man." Okay, y'all. So we are back with another episode, and for those of you who are new to our podcast, we would like to welcome you to the Preparation Podcast. And I am Cher Renee, your favorite Jersey girl.
And I am Arthur Nick Nicole. I need to find me a tagline behind that.
Listen, you Arthur Nick Nicole, the one who wears many hats. You are a life coach, you are a graphic designer, you are an author, you are a podcaster, baby. The list just go on and on, okay? And you know what? I love that, because that segues into our topic for today, just being unbreakable. And, you know, we are in the month of February and we are ending the month, and we've talked about love and all the beautiful things, right? But, you know, this is also Black History Month, and we want to pay homage to those who came before us, those who stood in the gap, to make sure that we have certain things set in play for us to move the way that we are accustomed to moving, right? Despite who is in office and trying to take those things away, we want to pay homage to those people, and to just pay homage to those who are still here today, who are living, who are breathing, the everyday person, the person going to work, the mother, the father, the student, whoever you may be. If you are on this side of life, the melanated coalition, you know, this episode is for you. This episode is to salute you. Because nowadays we have become the minority, but we actually invented all the things, right? We were the entrepreneurs, and it's time for us to tap back into who we are and understand whose we are, so we can show up in rooms how we're supposed to show up in rooms. And that's happy, healed, and whole.
For real, we were the ones that invented things. Like, we need to tap back in and know that how amazing we are, because we are. And I know this time in life, we can be really discouraged real quick, you know, of where the world is going. And because every day you hear something new that's being put in place, and you're like, man, what does this mean for me? You know, where do we go from here? But we have to remember that there's somebody that sits high that's watching down on us and making sure that we're still going to be fine. But we have to. I agree. Sis, we have to start tapping back into who we are. But that goes back to knowing who we are and pushing through. Period.
I'm sitting here now, just Googling, of course. Y'all know how I do. Just Googling some things that we have invented. And I'm just in awe of all the things that we have accomplished. Some of the things was the cellular car phone, blood plasma bags, the elevator, the fire extinguisher, a gas mask, guitars, ice cream, a mop, the traffic light, straightening comb, potato chips, peanut butter, a lawnmower, x-ray machine, mailbox, electric lamp, the baby buggy for the carriages, the almanac, like, just the brilliance. Yeah, like just the brilliance. Okay, Madam CJ Walker with, you know, Black Hair Care, like just the brilliance of who we are. And, you know, I don't want anybody to get caught up in what we see on TV, because TV has depicted us to be a joke. you know, there are many, like, I love Ratchet TV. Y'all know I love Ratchet TV. And there's this show called Love and Marriage Huntsville. Mm. And it is about these, it's supposed to be about Black love and excellence. And these three couples, particularly, they live in Huntsville, obviously. And they are realtors. They are, you know, high powered people in their towns, and they have good lives, like, you know, celebratory living lives. But they have the everyday jobs, you know, and it started out in the beginning, of course, showing that representation of us in powerful positions and places. And now it has gone into this person arguing with this person and just being all up in this person's face and yada, yada, yada. So I don't want people to get caught up with what we see on TV, because we are more than that. You know, I want people to remember the Claire Huxtables. Y'all know I love Claire Huxtable, so I will always mention her. The Claire Huxtables, Kerry Washington, she played a good character for Scandal, not what she was doing, but her job. the girlfriends, you know, Joan Clayton. Just we have the ability to be any and everything that we want to be. Sky's the limit to anything that you can have. And I don't want us to get so wrapped up in the stigma of baby mama. And I don't want my men to get the stigma of, oh, you just going to be either athlete or inmate. No, you could be a scientist if you want to. You could be an astronaut if you want to. You could be whatever it is that you want to do because of who you are and whose you are.
I agree. But, you know, oftentimes people get caught up into the generational curses. You know, just because it went this way back in the day doesn't mean that it has to go that way now. You know, we have to start learning how to break the cycle, change the narrative in our lives, because you're right. We can be anything that we want to be, but it's going to take some work too. You can't just sit around and expect things to just fall in your lap, because that's not how it works. But we have the potential to be anything we want to be in this world. But I think the problem with us is we always feel like the vanilla people are holding us back. I've heard that so many times throughout my life from African-American men at that. Oh, the vanilla man holding me back. It's holding me back. You're holding yourself back. Because all you have to do is, shout out to Shea Williams, Coach Shea Williams, tap into your potential. That's it. You already was born to be great. You just have to do what you have to do to get where you need to be. So don't get discouraged in this world, because I know it can get discouraged. It's sad. It's just really sad. But when you have faith and you believe that God is going to shake the world and he's going to make it better, then you know what? None of this stuff that is going to come to pass. And you got to believe that, though. You got to believe it. You got to believe that nothing is going to go by the way we think it's going to go. Yeah, we see all the stuff in the news. I don't like watching news, honestly. I'm not a news person.
Me either.
Because I feel like every time you turn on TV, it's always bad. Something bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, we need to be in the know and, you know what's going on. But at the end of the day, it's my mom always get at me about that. Nikki, you didn't watch the news? No, I didn't, because it's always bad. It's nothing good on the news for me to listen to. At the end of the day, it is informative. I get it. It's informative. Even down to if you're having a snowstorm, you want to know about that. Like, you know, I get it. But we have to learn that we have the power in our hands to stand up together. But see, the problem with us on this side, as you say, melanated, we're so afraid of one person getting above the other one that we're too busy holding not ourselves back. We're holding everybody back. Because if we banded together like our ancestors banded together to make change, and we saw the change they made a lot of changes for us to be able to sit on this platform right now, be able to be free, be able to be in our own households, be able to drive our own cars. It's so many things that we probably would have never been able to do if they didn't band together, if they didn't march and sing those spirituals up and down the road. It's a lot of things that we wouldn't be able to do. So we need to stop acting like crabs in a barrel and band together so we can make change. That's the only way it's going to happen. But instead, we sit around and we allow things to happen. And then we look around and we're like, wondering why it happened. You know why it happened? Because we're not paying attention. We're not staying woke. We need to start figuring out who we put in the seat. Because let me tell you something. It starts with Congress and Senate and your local officials and stuff like that in order for you to put the right people in the place so you can get the right president. So at the end of the day, we got to look at ourselves because we're not putting the right people in the places so we can make sure that we have the best person leading the world. Come on now, y'all. When Obama was running for president, y'all ran out to the polls like our vote mattered. No, we needed to put that vote in before Obama got up there to, you know, for us to vote for him. Our popular vote doesn't matter. It's electoral. So we need to put the right people in Congress and Senate. We did this to ourselves. We did, honestly. We did this to ourselves. But at the end of the day, that shook us, though. This should have shook the world and made us realize who we were for real, who we are and how worthy we are. Because now people keep saying, you know, things going to get bad. No, it's not. We may get a little bit, but it's going to get better. But we're going to have to start investing in ourselves. We have the potential to have our own businesses. We can start our own businesses. We have so many talents. Man, it's so many talents that we all possess that we just don't tap into and do it. Just imagine, if you know how to do hair, go get certified.
Yeah.
Come on, like it's people that I know been doing hair since they were little girls. Why aren't you certified? Why didn't you have a beauty salon? It's so many things that we were born to know. I wasn't that one, though. I wasn't born to know how to do hair. I didn't know how to do my hair. But you know, many people out there have been doing hair since they were young. That is a business. Get certified and open up your own business and build your clientele and bring people in there.
But you know, that stemmed from us back in the day because a lot of us had those talents, but we lacked the business side of things because we were not educated. Right. So it's still prevalent to this day. We have the talents, but we are not educated. And then with YouTube University and all the things that we have now, it's a greater chance for us to be entrepreneurs because you don't have to go through all of the ramifications that everybody has done in the past. You can get a certification as opposed to having to get a full-fledged degree and be just as credible to do what it is that you need to do. But there is this quote that I heard, and it's by Robin Sharma. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. But once I heard it, it like shook me to my core. And that's why I'm so big now on intentionality. Mm-hmm. It says, don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life.
Wait, say that one more time.
Don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. So, you know, every January we have, oh, this going to be the best year ever. This going to be the best year ever. You saying that, but what have you done?
Stop saying
you have these. You have these revolutions, but did you do the work necessary to get that set in stone? Did you do the work behind it? You know, would you just keep repeating the cycle with different faces in different places, but you are just repeating the same year 75 times and you're calling it a life. You are not tapping into who you are. You are not showing up for yourself. You are not doing everything that it is that God has designed for you to do. And it's time out for that because time is something that we cannot get back. We can get money back. You know, we can get new people, you know, in our lives to surround us, to call us friends and family, whatever. We can get all that back. You cannot get another 75 years. You can't even get another whatever this date is, today's date, right? You can't get that back. You will never see this day again. Have you done something for yourself? Because we get up every day and we make sure that the Vanilla Coalition's job is completed. But then when it's time for us to do what it is that we need to do to advance ourselves, we're depleted because we have given everybody else more than what they're supposed to have. And we have just neglected ourselves. And it's time out for that. It's time to get back into, you know, doing whatever it is that we need to do to get where we need to be so we can be those people in those seats, the senators, the congressmen and all that. So change begins with us. We have to be the change that we want to see. And it starts with voting. It starts with educating yourself. It starts with then sharing what you know and the knowledge that you know and sharing it with other people. A lot of people don't know that information. They only think, oh, well, it's just my city officials. I'm good. I'll wait till the next 4 years. No, a lot of people don't know that. So don't hoard that information that you know. You have the duty, and you are supposed to be a good steward, not only of your money, but to other people and the knowledge that you have. You are supposed to share it out and not hoard it for yourself.
But you know what? I just did a video the other day, well, a little while ago, about, you know, trying to motivate people. We get up every day to go to that 9 to 5, right? Even when we're sick, even when we're tired, we just don't feel like doing nothing. We still get up and we go to that 9 to 5, right? So, and I've done it for so many years, like I would go to work on crutches. Like no matter what I had going on, sick, throwing up, I mean, I went to work because I had to go to work, right? So if we had that same mentality over our lives with the things that we know and the talents that we have, just to get up and do it anyway, just like we get up to go to that 9 to 5, do you know how far we would get in our lives if we just decided, you know what? Yeah, I don't feel good today, but I'm going to get up and I'm going to invest in myself anyway. You know, I want to start this podcast. So you know what? I'm about to mic today. Next week or next month, I'm going to buy the audio interface. Or next month, you know, the following month after. It may take you 6 months to get where you need to be, but at least you're investing in what you want to do. We just have to get up and do it. Anyways, you're investing in them when you get up at 9 o'clock to go to work or 8 o'clock or whatever time you got to get up to go to work. You're invested in those people's dreams. But what about your dreams? What about your talents? What about everything that you've been sitting on for years that probably could have blown up years ago if you would just got up and did it anyways? But see, the problem is a lot of people just don't realize who they are. They don't realize their power that they have. So they just sit around and they just wait, you know, until the perfect time to do things. Sometimes the perfect time is right now. Procrastination is the killer of all things. Like, we procrastinate a lot on a lot of things. Like, listen, I don't like doing laundry, okay? I go wash clothes, I dry them, I do all of that good stuff to prep for it. But when them clothes come home, and it's time to fold those clothes, I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Listen, 7 to 10 business days, I'm trying.
Okay. So life, you got to look at it like this with life too. Like, you can't keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. The next day come and you still in the same stance of getting up to go build somebody else's dream. You're still, you know, well, I don't got time. I'm a stickler on 24 hours. You have 24 hours a day. That's a lot when you think about it. Now, some people that work full-time work 8 hours a day. Some people work 12 hours a day. But even if you work 12 hours a day, you still got another 12 hours. Now, yeah, we got family life. We got a husband. We got wives. We got children. We got all these things going on. But you mean to tell me that you can't sacrifice at least 1 or 2 hours out of the day for the investment of yourself, though? That's small. But you have to start tapping into yourself for real. Like, shout out to Shay. You got to really start tapping into yourself and your full potential, because we are better than we know. You're great. And this is the time where we need to start tapping into what we have going on in our lives, our talents, our likes. Sometimes our likes can be money. What you like to do might get you your first meal. You never know. So I don't know. I got on the soapbox real quick because I be passionate about that, man. Like, it action means a lot. Like, action is a lot. And if you sit around and you don't, you know, they say faith without works is dead. You can't expect God to move in your life the way you want him to if you don't get up and do what you need to do too. Because all he need to do is just blow you to your greatness, but you got to get up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, they do have a quote that says, you know, don't put off on tomorrow what you can do today, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bible also talks about worrying about tomorrow, because tomorrow brings its own problems. And that's another reason why you shouldn't put off things for tomorrow, because you don't know what's going to happen. Like our situation, right? Transparency moment. Just thinking about the event and taking the trip and all the things, right? You put it off and you say, okay, I have time. And then before you know it, the time starts to get closer. And then now, when you could have done it today, or as you say, right now, in your accent, right now, if you would have did it right then and there, if you would have put forth the money, if you would have put forth the time, if you would have put forth whatever it is that you needed to put forth right in that moment, it would have been done already. Now, here you go, 2 months later, 3 months later, 6 months later, a year later, 2 years later, and now something catastrophic has happened. Now you can't do that. You can't take care of what you wanted to take care of in the past, and you can't take care of the catastrophe. So now you have a double whammy. So it's important that you do take advantage of those, as you say, the 24 hours, because you don't know what the next 24 hours is going to bring. It might bring something totally worse. And if God has given you the capacity to handle it right now, to do it right now, to invest in it right now, then you need to do it right now, because tomorrow might be something different.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? A wise man said something on a positive motivational video. Shout out to Langley. Sometimes we can plan things, you know, down to the T. And especially when you're a structured person like me, you have to understand sometimes that things happen. Things happen. It may not go the way you would like it to go. But you know what? I look at it like this is, it's always next year. Another shot at it. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just lessons learned. You know, you have to, and you have to learn. And when you learn those lessons, you just learn not to repeat the same thing. That's back to what you were saying. Living 75 years, 75 times. So it's a learning lesson. So everything that you do in your life, you need to look at it as a lesson learned. And it's fine, because that wasn't the first shot and the last shot. That's every year. 2026 will be here. 2027, hey, we still got another shot.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't cry over spoiled milk.
My mother say that all the time. She used to say that all the time. And what that really means is you cannot worry about the things you can't control. Exactly. The milk is already spilled, right? So here's the visual. You got a glass of milk. You spilled that milk. You can't do anything with that milk. You can't drink it no more. You can't use it for cereal. You can't do whatever it is you was going to do with the milk, dump it, cookies in it, whatever you was going to do. It's spilled. So you either have two options. You either drink what's left, or you refill it and get some more. So at the end of the day, you have to realize that the choice is yours. And that's what it all boils down to. This episode is to just, you know, gently remind you that the choice is yours. You can continue to live the same year 75 times and call it a life, or you can tap into who you are and whose you are and start to really show up in places the way God wants you to. Show up in places like God sent you there, because guess what? He did. We have the responsibility to be the change that we want to see. And the difference between us and unbelievers is we are supposed to know that. We are supposed to know that we are the light of the world, and we have the ability to bring light into dark places, as opposed to other people who don't know the power that they have within them. We are supposed to know this. So this episode, if you don't remember anything else, remember that you have the ability to change the atmosphere, whether you want to change it for better or whether you want to change it for worse, the choice is yours. You also have the ability to be the change that you want to see. And it starts with right now. Do not put off for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to bring its own drama, its own issues. Start being intentional with your time and do whatever it is necessary that you want to do and make it happen. If you want to go on a trip and you want to go to an island or whatever the case may be, start saving. Whatever check you have, don't just use a whole check right then and there. If you know you're living from check to check, start with $5. Yeah, you might want to do it in 6 months, but it might take you a year. But that's okay. You're still going to go, you know, at the end of the day. That is the bottom line. You're still going to get there. You might be delayed when you get there, but you're still going to get there. And when you're supposed to get there is when you're supposed to get there. Because God has everything already written. The fight is already fixed. And the victory is already yours. So you don't have to worry about being defeated, because what's for you won't miss you.
Right. But you know what? My favorite thing to say is, what you gonna do? So now that you've come into this new, fresh year, it's time for you to start moving in silence. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard to move in silence because, you know, everything that you try to accomplish or you want to accomplish, you want to tell it, especially to the people that you love. But sometimes you just have to work. Just work towards where you want to be. And you have to understand that, listen, it's okay to fail. You know how many people out there have failed over and over again that end up being successful? Everybody's progress is not going to be fast. You got some people that blow up in a day. You got some people it takes a while to get where they're going. But you have to be okay with that, because everything is a process. But when you start really knowing who you are and how powerful you are as a person and all the things that you could be doing or should be doing, then guess what? Your whole life gonna change, because now you really know who you are. But don't forget to be authentic on the way. Don't try to pretend to be nobody, but don't pretend to be nobody. Because the real you is going to show up at the end. So show up as yourself and show up, period, for yourself. That was a hard, tough lesson I had learned from Tammy Nicole. I'd never forget it. But I was showing up for people all my life, not realizing that I actually had to show up for me. I didn't even know that was a thing. Really, I didn't. But you have to. You have to start showing up for yourself, and you have to start setting boundaries in your life, not just for other people, but you have to set them boundaries for yourself too. And I'm learning that the hard way. Like, that's a hard thing for me to do, because I'm so used to, if I love you, I'm going to want to talk to you every day. If I care about you, I want to know what's going on with you. You know, and I don't try to let 24 hours go by without saying something to you. And if I do, I'd be like, oh man, I feel bad about that. But at the end of the day, I have to understand that people have lives. And I got a life too, but I just don't be tapping into it like I should. You know what I'm saying? So I got to realize that I have a life too that I have to tap into. But at the end of the day, show it for you. Because, hey, everything starts with you. I say that a lot. Everything. You wake up and you see who in the morning? Yourself, right? You're the first person that you see in the morning. So pump yourself up and say, you know what? I'm going to get through this day. I can do this. And I'm going to be the best version of myself today and every day. No matter what. If you're shy, or if you in your shell, look at me. I was shy. I'm still shy, honestly. But I was in my shell and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, when I show up behind this mic, it makes me feel like a whole new person. So whatever you enjoy doing, it's time for you to find it out what it is. Because the way this world is going now, you don't know what's going to happen. So you need to start using those talents that you have, that you might can draw. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to start a business. Whatever you've been trying to do for years, do it. And if you don't know how to do it, like sis said, YouTube will tell you everything step by step on how to do something. And if not, find a friend or family member that might can help you in that situation. But it's always a way that you can rise to the top. And whether we know it or not, people need people. Now, I'm going to say this over and over again for the rest of my life. Those celebrities and everything didn't get there by themselves. Somebody had to like them. Somebody had to watch them for them to get where they're at. Somebody had to listen to their songs for them to get there. So when you truly understand that people need people to get to the next level and you start moving in that way like our ancestors did, they stuck together, they band together. And every time they won, it might have been hard, they might have lost some lives along the way. They died for us to be in these seats that we're in right now. And once we start realizing that, we'll realize who we are for real then. We have some strong people that fought for us. And we need to understand that, listen, because of them, I am here. And because of that, I need to fight for everything that I have. I need to fight to be that person that I was born to be because of them. Because if we don't tap into that, then guess what? We failed them. We failed them. So as you go through your evening, I hope that you realize who you are and start understanding who you are and utilize those 24 hours to be the person that you were born to be. You may have 12 hours that you work. You may have another 5 hours that you deal with kids, but take an hour or two to invest in yourself. Because guess what? Those children that you have, that husband or wife that you have, just taking the moment to invest in yourself is building a legacy for them. You're making things better for your family and yourself by just taking a moment to invest into yourself. It's time to break those generation curses. It's time to take off the chains. And it's time to really step into the person that you desire to be and step into the person that you already are. You just got to find it out. Make today the day. I got on soapbox for real that time. I got passionate for real.
You basically have to stay ready so you never have to get ready. And that means, you know, in the words of Charlie Nice, things, especially with life, things are subject to change. So if you stay ready, when things change, you never have to get ready. You'll already be prepared, at least with the foundational things.
Yeah.
Savings, you know, just whatever it is that you need to keep you maintained, to keep you at a level, you need to start doing that now. You need to start showing up for yourself. You need to create this legacy, because we are history for our children now. We are history for the children of the next generation. And we don't want our history to be the only greatness that they see and read about. We have to set the standard and continue. Like when you're running track or whatever, I don't know the particular name of it, but there is a part of track where they do run and then they pass the baton to the next person. Those people have passed the baton. It's up to you to take it and continue to run, or you take it and throw it away. And it's time for us to take it and run, because the next person is going to be behind us to pass the baton. And you want to pass them something good, not pass them something bad. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And as always, we are here healing hearts and inspiring change.
Later.